Shalom Aleichem. With the approaching of Shavuos, today we're going to talk about various minhagim as it relates to staying up all night on Leil Shavuos learning. So we're going to start out with the Mishnah Berurah, who brings a Zohar that talks about the minhag of Chasidim Harishonim. So this is an antiquated minhag, Hayune Orim Kol HaLaila, that they would stay up all night and be learning Torah. And there's a tremendous bracha brings down the Mishnah Berurah for those who do such. Umuftach lo sheyashlim shnaso. He has a haftacha, a promise that he will live out the year and he will have no nezek, that he will not be harmed for that entire year. So obviously that is an amazing thing, a big maila for somebody to stay up learning all night. So let's talk a little bit about how that should be done. So the Chidah tells us that the limud should be barabim. It should be in a public place. Don't sit at home and learn by yourself. But it should be an arabim as defined by a minimum of 10 people, because kol bei asara shchinta sharya. Because when you ever have 10 people, the shchina descends upon those individuals, and there are those that bring that. You have to be careful to focus on the learning. Don't be speaking things that don't relate to the learning and shuas, that's sicha betela, the entire night, even all the way up until kedusha of musaf. Obviously, that doesn't mean that right after kedusha, keser yidnu lecha, that's nusach svard, and also edut hamizrach, that doesn't mean you start talking right then, but the concept is to focus all night, including the davening, and there are those who even tovel in the morning after learning. Personally, I go home and say Kiddush and wash and have a quick suda and go to sleep. So I would probably fall asleep in the mikvah if that would happen. But there are those tzaddikim who indeed that are noheg to do that. It's based on the Shla HaKadosh. So what should be learned? What should be learned all night long? So based on the Zohar and the Kisvei Arizal, one should say the special tikkun, the special organized and set learning that has been established for Leil Shavuos based on the Zohar. So that is indeed something that some places do. I remember growing up and going to shul before my bar mitzvah, and indeed that's what everyone would do in a specific shul that I went to, and we would sit around the table and read from that special prepared learning, seder of learning for Leil Shavuos, and we'd go around the table and each would take turns reading, etc. So that was the limud for the entire night. It was out of the special Tikkun Shavuos book. And that's what we follow through from beginning till the end. And once you would finish, if you finish in time and you have extra time, then the Mefarshim say that would be a good time to learn other things. But if everyone is learning the Tikkun Shavuos, everyone indeed should participate in that. So those are the places that do have that minhag. There are other places that don't have that minhag, and everyone then accordingly learns what they so desire. What I see now in Yerushalayim is more the latter. I haven't seen places, not that I go around to too many shuls, but I've seen 4 or 5 shuls, maybe a little bit more over the past few years, and they have shirim going on and people having chavrusas, and typically I haven't seen them learning the Tikkun Shavuos. They are indeed learning Gemara, Bishonim, and whatever they so desire. So each to his own. But just to end off, there is an interesting discussion. Is it proper or improper to learn Mishnayos specifically on Leil Shavuos? And the Shla HaKadosh brings that the minhag of the Arizal was to learn Mikra, Chumash, and Mishnah as well. And he cites an unbelievable Maisa that the Beis Yosef himself was learning Mishnayos, and he had Gilui Shechina. So that is the power of learning specifically Mishnayos and Leil Shavuos. However, on the other hand, the Chidah says that it is improper to learn Mishnah and Leil Shavuos, and he cites that that's the minhag in Yerushalayim and Chevron to specifically not learn Mishnayos on Leil Shavuos. So when it comes to Mishnayos, there is that machlokis. Is that the thing to learn or is that not the thing to learn? Each to his own. But the key is to learn. And to enjoy the learning, and to put your heart and soul into learning, and not be mevatel, especially Leil Shavuos, with the tremendous haftacha, the tremendous promise that we saw brought in the Mishnah Berurah based on the Zohar, that the person will live out his year, and will also not see nezek that entire year. So obviously that is based on the condition, not just staying up, but really learning well throughout Leil Shavuos. Have a wonderful day.